I prepared a little bit of news just so we could kind of get caught up and then go into our top five, because I think that top five one is going to be short.
Yeah, I only have
four.
Well, are we counting Die Hard as a Christmas movie?
Yeah, you can count that.
Okay, I have three.
Interesting. So do you need more time, or you just don't know any others that you like?
I don't know. I'll look up some Christmas movies while we're doing the okay. news. How about that?
Perfect. I'm just going to... Do you care what I call the news episode?
I just don't want it to be any Avengers nonsense.
I was going to say Good Place. It's about Good Place getting renewed.
That's fine.
689.
Oh, no, I have four. Okay, I'm up to four.
Okay, good. Episode 689, The Good Place Gets Renewed, and other news. Welcome to the Sci-Fi Christian, bringing you theology at warp speed. I'm Matt Anderson.
And I'm Ben DiMono, and we're back to talk about Christmas movies.
On the next episode, this is our news episode.
You know, I think I realized I screwed that up halfway through when I said that.
So, right now, though, you are searching frantically through Google to find Christmas movies, because we're doing, next episode, top five Christmas movies.
Well, so here's the conundrum. I've seen more than five Christmas movies. Wait,
is this a good conversation for the next episode?
Well, just setting it up.
Okay.
But I don't, like, I'm not going to put Love Actually on my top five Christmas movies because I don't like that movie.
Okay. But I actually do like that movie, but it's not in my top five. Spoilers for the next episode. Let's go on to the news.
All right.
One of my favorite TV shows on television right now is The Good Place, and we just found out it was renewed for season four. Love this show. Ben, have you watched it yet?
Not yet, but it's on my things by the next 50 episodes.
Yeah, by 750. Yeah, just this last week, Des and I were watching the most recent episode and just thinking, man, week after week, this show delivers. So I was excited to see season four coming again.
That's right.
All right. What do you got for news?
Well, I've got a couple of newses. So I guess Netflix bought the rights to Roald Dahl.
Why does this not ring a bell? What is that?
Roald Dahl, Willy Wonka, Matilda, and all that nonsense. Okay, so yeah, that's pretty great.
Okay, great.
I like Roald Dahl.
Good.
Although I am a little worried about the direction Netflix is going in.
I think it's going to be a Willy Wonka TV show.
I think Netflix has basically decided that they're going to lose the rights to everything.
And just have all original programming?
Yeah, it's kind of a disaster.
Why do you think that? And then I want to ask you more questions about Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Well, I just think that they, you know, everybody's doing their own streaming thing, so it's kind of inevitable, isn't it?
So they're just letting the rights lapse instead of paying? Well,
I don't think they're letting them lapse. I think it's the other way. They're not, you know, like Disney's pulling all their stuff. Mm-hmm. Fox is pulling all their stuff.
Oh, so you're saying it's not Netflix's choice. Everyone else is choosing for them.
Exactly. So they're green lighting everything. And then eventually that business model will collapse for everybody else because nobody's going to subscribe to 5 billion different streaming services.
So do you think Netflix itself, 5 years from now, is it still the powerhouse that it is currently or not?
I think so. I mean, Netflix, it's like Kleenex, right? It's synonymous with the product. And Netflix is synonymous with streaming online content, essentially. It's their brand is so baked into the industry. So I think so. But my hope is that a lot of these little streaming services that pop up will fail and then will start to consolidate a little bit more. I don't see any benefit to anybody by having this all spread out. I know all the studios are thinking, well, we'll make more money having our own thing. Well, probably not. I mean, because you're going to get such a small portion of the pie, whereas everybody gets a little portion of Netflix's pie. It's just, it works out better for everyone. I just think it's nonsense. And I think people who subscribe to things like the Disney crap are just perpetuating horrible things.
You mean Disney Plus?
Yes.
Coming next year, 2019. I can't wait. Speaking of Netflix and losing things, they chose to cancel Daredevil.
Right, and I think that was a kind of a screw you to Disney.
Okay.
I mean, do you honestly
think... Because I've heard that Disney Plus will not get the rights to Jessica Jones, Luke Cage, Iron Fist, and Daredevil.
Do you honestly think if Disney wasn't pulling all their other content that they would have just canceled Daredevil?
Say, I don't know what's behind the decision. So you're saying you think it's kind of in spite. But I know that the So Netflix isn't typically release.
Why is Netflix has no interest in promoting a Disney thing at this point?
Because it's a competitor,
right?
But they own Daredevil. I mean, they own the Daredevil rights, I should say, not the character.
But from their perspective, it's like we could green light. We can keep funding any number of shows that are probably within the success range of Daredevil. If we fund this one, we're promoting a brand that's now in direct competition for us. It's just a disaster. Everything's a disaster.
Okay. Yeah, because I haven't watched season 3 yet, but I heard it's back to the greatness level of season 1.
I haven't either, but the whole thing is just, it's, you know, there's few things, monopolies in general aren't a great thing, but there's a few things where we need some solid monopolies on, and one of those is streaming. Mm-hmm. Nobody want, you know, you want a few giant powerhouses duking it out with each other, like what we have: Amazon, Hulu, Netflix. That was a perfect trifecta, and now it's all going away, and life is gonna be horrible.
So back to Netflix and Marvel, they canceled Iron Fist, unsurprisingly. Luke Cage gets canceled, a little bit more surprising, but not shocking.
No.
This Daredevil thing, truly shocking, because I feel like across the board, fans of what's happening with Marvel and Netflix love the Daredevil series.
Well, I don't feel shocked by it because it's a TV show.
I guess you're right.
If you're shocked by that, then you probably need to reprioritize your life.
Jessica Jones and The Punisher haven't been canceled yet, but they do still have seasons to be released. So I would assume
they'll get canceled.
Yeah, after we get Jessica Jones season 3 and The Punisher season 2, I'm assuming we'll see them get canceled as well. So eventually, I don't know how the rights work with this, but it's a Marvel product licensed to Netflix. So Netflix still owns it. It's not going to Disney Plus right now. So how long does it take for them to get their rights back? Do you know anything about that?
No.
So do you think we'll ever see the Netflix Daredevil on Disney Plus, or will it forever live on Netflix but never have more?
Oh, it'll never go to Disney Plus. Okay.
I wonder how long it will be before Disney and Marvel can use Daredevil again.
Yeah, see, that's what I don't know. Like, is it just the rights to this specific version of the character? Is it the rights to this version of the character in the TV show?
Like could they immediately make a Daredevil with different actors?
Or could they use the same actor in a movie? Like, yeah. Nobody knows what the rights are.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'm just sick of it.
I get it. Well, speaking of Marvel, they did release a couple trailers. Are you following trailers these days or not really?
No.
Okay, so
I don't have time for watching all this nonsense.
We don't have to talk about it a lot then, but they did release a trailer for Avengers 4. We got the title. Nothing special, but it's just called Avengers.
Avengers, they're not really dead.
Avengers Endgame.
Oh, that's right.
Avengers Endgame. And we also got the newest trailer for Captain Marvel. With Captain Marvel coming out in March and now Avengers being bumped up to April 26th as its release date, I feel like that could actually hurt Captain Marvel's box office. If you look at Black Panther last year, it came out in February, and then it had months before Infinity War came out in April to make tons of money. Now you're only giving Captain Marvel 1.5 months to make money. What do you think about that?
I think that it's not going to make any difference. It's people are just obsessed, and I've given up on all of them.
I only have announcements of...
I mean, you're going to go see all of them like 10 times, so
well,
take yourself
times,
as an example.
I'll see them at least once or twice. All right, I have only planned movie announcements for superhero movies, so I'll save that for... That's all
no,
I have
no,
left.
No, we don't need... No. Stop. We're not just going to read release dates on superhero movies. I will not stand for it.
Okay.
Well, absolutely not.
All right, I'll go on to something else then. Why don't you take some news?
All right, so I read this headline and was just shocked by it. Robert De Niro's long-wanted Taxi Driver sequel remains dead. First of all, who thought it was a good idea to make a sequel to Taxi Driver? Then I opened up the article, and I guess, thankfully, what this is, it's just Robert De Niro was like... We went to Paul Schrader, who was the screenwriter on Taxi Driver, and Martin Scorsese had said, I'd really like to know what happens next, Travis Bickle. And they basically told him he was an idiot and moved on with their lives. So that's all that news is. But
right.
What a terrible idea. It's just astonishing. It clearly shows he doesn't understand the movies that he's been in.
So
anybody who thinks that...
Okay, well, I haven't seen Taxi Driver, but it ends in a way where it wouldn't require or desire a sequel?
Yeah, a sequel would ruin the ending.
Okay. All right. Can I take a pause and tell everybody about the end of the year listener appreciation jubilee?
I think you just did.
We're recording this next week, so we got to get people to vote.
Oh, what?
Next week is our last recording of the year, December 28th or December 18th.
Okay.
And then we're off for the rest of the year. It's been tough. As we've been having the struggles getting together in December, I'm remembering why we always take the holiday season off. It's busy.
Right. So
next year, I think we have to bring back the countdown that we usually do.
We'll see.
I like those countdowns. So all of a sudden, you don't like the countdown?
No, I like the countdown, but too much of a good thing isn't a good thing. You got to space it out.
It's we gave it a year off.
Well, that's tough. Couple years off. It's a lot of work to do the countdown because you got to deal with all the votes everybody sends in. And maybe we could just choose.
Yeah, maybe we should do it different this year.
Right.
Maybe we make our own countdown.
Right.
All right. That's not a bad idea. Well, everybody, go to right now, thesapphirechristian.com. At the top of the homepage, you'll see a button that Ben has created for us. Thank you, Ben.
Oh, you're welcome.
It says the Sapphire Christian end of the year ballot. You click on that. All of a sudden, you see tons of these categories we can vote. Episode of the year, movie review episode of the year, book review episode of the year, TV review episode of the year, funniest moment of the year, most surprising news, all sorts of things, everybody. I think there's 10 categories. Is that right? 10-ish? You don't know. All right. So go there, vote, do it right away as soon as you hear this, because we're only giving you a week this year to vote, which is unusual, but true.
We're probably not going to get a lot of votes, I'd imagine.
Well, I started already putting it on Facebook because I knew like they're not going to hear this episode until probably Thursday. And so
you're giving them 3 days to vote.
3 days to vote, everybody. So get
probably
on.
Probably less because you have to collate the answers and everything.
We're just gonna
do it on the fly.
Well, don't you? I thought this new version we did it just calculates it through the website in WordPress.
We'll see.
Okay. So everybody go vote immediately. Thank you very much. All right, Ben, you can take the next piece of news.
I don't think I have any more news.
All right. I also barely have news left, so I'm just going to hit this.
No, I don't want to hear the release dates.
It's not release dates, so just hear me out.
Last news of the day.
Ben, are you familiar with either of these two characters, Plastic Man or Blue Beetle, both DC Comics heroes?
This sounds like release dates.
They're not release dates. Okay. I'm just telling you, apparently Warner Brothers is developing movies for both of these characters, Blue Beetle and Plastic Man.
All right.
Meanwhile, over at Marvel, they are developing a movie around Shang-Chi.
Who?
He is a former Avenger in the comic books.
I didn't think they were that desperate for characters yet.
You don't think so? No, this has been one they've been talking about for a long time. It'll be the first Asian-led superhero film. In the comic books, he's known as the Master of Kung Fu.
Welcome to the Z-List, life after Tony Stark and Captain America retired.
This is I think he was a pretty popular character in the 70s, I believe. So, Shang-Chi, will you be there to see the Shang-Chi
movie?
No,
I'm not going to see any of these.
So you're done with Marvel in general?
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's all I got. I think that's it. I'm just checking my news. I don't think I have anything. This is probably the last news episode of the year unless we do, we can do one the same that we do Christmas. End of the year listener appreciation jubilee, which right now everybody you should go vote on, but for now I guess we can hit that music.
When does Holmes and Watson come out?
You should check that
because we should go see that together and do a review of it.
All right, that's not a bad idea.
I do want to see that movie.
Yeah, check that out. Well, everybody, thanks for joining us for this short news episode.
Yeah, you're welcome.
That's all from here. I'm Matt Anderson.
I'm Ben DiBono.
We are the Sci-Fi Christians signing off.
Christmas Day.
Oh, what are you doing Christmas Day?
Nothing.
Do you want to go see this movie together?
Yeah.
I don't know if I can go on Christmas
Day. My family won't mind.
Yeah, I think my family would mind.
I love Will Ferrell and John C. I hope it's just stepbrothers level of humor with Holmes and Watson. I want it to be very lowbrow.
So I think we can fit this into our schedule release-wise because what we have planned right now is next week we're going to record the end of the year listener appreciation jubilee, which usually goes pretty fast, and then also our 2019 in preview episode. But I actually saved that episode for a January 1st release. So I could save end of the year listener appreciation jubilee for a December 31st release, and then we could just do Holmes and Watson in between there.
Oh, okay.
So that's a plan for you and now some of the listeners to
perfect
know about. So all right, everybody. So long, folks.
Yeah, goodbye.